Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord once again to share the word of God with you all tonight. I hope each and every one of you had a wonderful day and a blessed day.
Yeah.
Because God is still in the blessing business. And we're going to allow God to use us as usual because I depend on him, because without him I can do not anything. So I want to give him honor tonight.
Yeah.
And I want to give Apostle Mercer honor also for allowing this radio station to continue on keeping on, and continue on allowing the ones that partaking of this radio station to continue on serving. Lord, because tonight the Lord knows that we are just servants of him, and we have to serve him in season and out of season. I come bringing greetings from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
yes,
the one that sets high and the one that looks low, the one that rules over me and my family and my household, the Lord that has it all in his hand. He has a plan for each and every one of us, and that plan is that God is going to stand by your side whenever you need him. And right now, we're living in a time where we need God at all times. And I stopped by here tonight to just let you know that God is going to set high, and God still looks low. I just stopped to let you know tonight, whatever you're doing right now, open up your ears and begin to partake of God's word, because the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts right on down to the marrow of the bones. And we, at this time, we need to be shaken up every now and then. We need to be sit down and have a little talk with him every now and then, because this time that we are living in, people have gone astray and have turned each way from each way. And you see, and we are also living in a time where you got to watch as well as pray, because we have wolves and sheep clothing trying to teach us different things, but you got to watch out for those. And tonight, I just want to come to you as humble as I know how to share what God is going to share to me, to share to you. And Lord, and the Lord is going to bless you in every department that you need to be blessed in. Right now, I just want to let you know that it gives me a great pleasure to come on this station week after week to share with you all, because there is church going on here week after week. If you can't get to the building will come to you. The church will come to you. And through me, I thank the Lord for allowing me to be able to do what he has signed my hands to do. Thank you tonight for just sharing and listening week after week to this radio station. At this time, I'm going to pass it on to my wife so she can pray and she can do scripture, and then we're going to move on in that order that God would allow to move on, because God is in charge here. We are not in charge. God is in charge. It's God's will, not our will, that it shall be done. And nothing that we do outside of God is going to last for long anyway. So the only thing that lasts in this world is what we do for Christ. That lasts forever. So right now, my wife is going to come and share with you. Hear her.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We just give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come, Lord God, into your gates with thanksgiving, Lord God, and into your courts with praise, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for everything you have done thus far, Lord God. Lord God, we have so many things, so much things to thank you for, Lord God. We have so much to praise you for, Lord God. And we just say thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, it says, let us praise him at all times, hallelujah. His praises shall continually, hallelujah, be in our mouth, hallelujah. Praises, hallelujah, shall continually be in our mouth, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, hallelujah, at all times, hallelujah. And his praises shall continually be in our mouth, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, right now, Lord God. We praise you right now, Lord God, hallelujah. No matter, Lord God, how it looks, Lord Jesus, no matter what our circumstances are right now, Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We just want to praise you, Lord God, hallelujah. We just want to lift your name up on high, Lord Jesus. And it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, hallelujah. For he is good, hallelujah, and he reigns forever and ever and ever. Let's taste, hallelujah, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised right now, hallelujah. We just thank him, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We just praise him. We just thank him for his love. For his love, hallelujah. We just thank him, hallelujah, for the air that's in our lungs, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We just thank him, hallelujah, for being here another day, hallelujah. Oh, like I said, so much and so many things, hallelujah, to thank him for, hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
We just praise your holy name, Lord God.
Yeah.
And right now, Lord God, we just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For each and everybody that's on this radio station, Lord God. We thank you for them, Lord God. And Lord God, whatever they're asking you, Lord God, whatever they're praying for you, Lord God, whatever they're in need for you, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would grant it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And also we say, Lord God, whoever will, let them come, Lord God. Let them come to you, Lord God, seeking you, Lord God, seeking your face, Lord God, abiding in you, Lord God. Lord God, let them come, hallelujah, finding out how good you are, hallelujah, finding out how faithful you are, hallelujah,
yeah.
Finding out how you are a good shepherd, how you are a good father, Lord God, finding out, Lord God, there's nothing, hallelujah, that's too hard for you, Lord Jesus. There's nothing, Lord God, too hard for you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We said, let them come, Lord God. Whosoever will, let them come, Lord Jesus, and hear what thus says the Lord, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, we just say, have your way, Father God. Have your way in us, through us, and around us, Lord God.
Yeah.
Have your way, Lord God, in the man of God, hallelujah. Let your words speak through him, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, bless his word. Let your word speak through him, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, have your way through him, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lord God, he is your vessel, Lord God, hallelujah. And we ask, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you just have your way right now, Lord God.
Yeah.
And have your way on this radio station, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Lord God. We be reading from Galatians, the 6th chapter, and starting from 7 to 10. Okay, starting from 7 down to 10. And it reads, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank my wife for reading the scriptures and the prayer for this afternoon. And as I move on a little further, as usual, I'm going to sing a song. I want Jesus walk with me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on my fragrant journey. I want Jesus to walk with me.
Yes, Lord.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me while I'm on my fragrant journey. I want Jesus walk with me. Well, you walk with my mother. Lord, walk with me.
Glory, glory.
You walk with my mother.
Glory.
Lord, walk with me while I'm on my regret journey. I want Jesus walk with me.
Please, Lord, please.
Walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me while I'm on my fragrant journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Listen, you walk with my Father. Lord, walk with me. You walk with my Father. Lord, walk with me while I'm on my pilgrim journey. I want Jesus walk with me. Well, hold my hand, Lord. Just hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Come on, hold my hand while I'm on my pilgrim journey. I want Jesus walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Just walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Yeah, walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey.
Help us, Lord.
I want Jesus to walk with me.
Yes, Lord God. Dios,
amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
I want Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
To walk with me.
Amen.
Tonight, you just tell him. Tell him you want him. You need him.
Yes.
To walk with you along this pilgrim journey. We can't walk by ourselves. ourselves. Because we need someone to help us be able to walk in that straight and narrow pathway tonight. We come because we know that Jesus said in his word that I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will always be with you until the end of the ages.
Yes.
I come to break the bread tonight, to share a meal tonight, to let you feast tonight on the word of God, because God is so good to us, better to us than we are to ourselves. I come tonight to let you know that all you have to do is sit down at the table and begin to feast on that meal that Jesus has prepared for us to feast on tonight. And that meal tonight is good for our soul.
Yes.
It's good for our whole body. It's good for our being. It's good for our minds. It's good for the health of our bodies. All we got to do is sit at the table and feast on this bread of God tonight, because it is meat that will stay with us always until the end of the ages. I come tonight from Galatians, the 6th chapter, and it reads as the following. I'm going to start with the 7th verse, and it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man soweth, that he also reaps. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit of the Spirit will reap everlasting life." And it says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith." I'm going to use tonight for my scripture lesson tonight, I'm going to use the 7th verse. And it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that he will also reap." And I'm going to use for my title tonight, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. Even though we may not all be farmers, we will all reap a harvest in the future. The Apostle Paul paints a picture here tonight for us of life as an opportunity to plant in one or two fields. You see, we have the opportunity to do our planting in the realm of our fleshly nature. And we all have the opportunity to plant in the realm of our spiritual nature. So there's two fields that you can plant in. You can plant in the fleshly field nature, or you can plant in the spiritual nature field.
Come on.
So if God leads us up to individual people, you have a choice. You have to make on your own which field you're going to plant in. Because if you plant in the fleshly field, we'll get to that after a while, the fleshly field, you're going to remain just flush. But if you plant in the spiritual field, you become spiritual and you're going to have growth. I tell you what I'm talking about here tonight is, it's harvest time. And we have to get ready to plant so we can reap a harvest. And if you don't plant, you will not reap a harvest. So we got to plant in one or two of the field.
Yeah.
Paul pictures life as an opportunity for harvest.
Mm-hmm.
We will reap a harvest in the era of our fleshly nature if that has been the era in which we have done our planning.
Mm-hmm.
We find that in Galatians, the 5th chapter, and the 16th and the 17th verse. We will reap a harvest in the realm of the Spirit if we have been sowing to the Spirit. We find that in the 5th chapter of Galatians, 22 and 23rd verse. It is highly possible that many of us have not interpreted the words of our text as fully as we should have. The Apostle Paul here was not speaking primarily to non-believers in this text. He is warning believers against the peril of living only in the dimensions of the fleshly nature. Many of us may be sowing only in the realm of the flesh and may be totally neglecting the Spirit. But here tonight, we find that the word of this text tonight, it will speak loudly both to the unsaved person and who sows only in the realm of the flesh, to the saved person who faces the peril of neglecting the Spirit while sowing to the fleshly nature. We harvest exactly what we plant. This is both a law of nature and a law of God. When you sow wheat, you do not reap oats. When you plant cotton, you do not reap turnips. When you plant beans, you do not reap popcorn. When you plant potatoes, you do not reap pumpkin. If you have neglected or rejected Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are sowing in the realm of your flesh. If you have received Jesus Christ as Savior, it is still possible that you are neglecting to sow in the Spirit as you could and should. You see, we have people, plainer than I, we have people that have sowed into Jesus Christ as Savior, and they are still neglecting because they are not doing what Jesus wants them to do. We reap the harvest where we plant. If your life is spent sowing to your fleshly nature, you will reap a harvest only in the realm of your flesh. You see, if you just sow to the flesh, it's just going to remain flesh. And you're going to reap that flesh, the harvest. If you recognize tonight and respond to the spiritual, you can reap a harvest in the realm of the Spirit. We are made in the image and the likeness of God and have a fellowship with him. You see, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Everything that was made was made by him. You see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And as he created, he began to name the universe. He began to set the stars in the sky. He began to allow the moon to rise. He began to let mountains shoot forth. He began to even let trees come up, and he even let of the waters to come forth. And he made fish so they could swim in the water. My God, my God. He made all of those things. But then it says, I must make man in my own image. In the image of me, he created he man. And man and woman was created from God's image. God planted everything. So if we reap, we will harvest in the realm of the Spirit. We harvest more than we plant. You see, God can take a little bit, and God can make a whole lot out of it. You see, God can do so because he showed us time and time again when Jesus walked down the world of the living. When Jesus walked and he was a man and he was divine, but he come down through 42 generations. He come down to save the world from their sin. And Jesus went about doing his Father's business. Even I'm reminded tonight of a boy, Jesus, just 12 years old, got left behind by his father and his mother. How and when they noticed that he was left behind, they went back looking for him. And my Bible says they found their son Jesus. That is the temple there talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. And he was about his father's business. At 12 years old, just the boy, but he was about his father's. So that should tell us something tonight, that we as children of God, we should be more about our father's business than being about somebody else's business. Because when we put our eyes on somebody else, we're going to pick our eyes off of Jesus. And the only way that we're going to make it into God's kingdom, we got to keep our eyes on that pride, Jesus, the one that woke us up this morning, the one that started us on a new day. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. If we don't, we're going to fail on every count. Yeah, we harvest later than when we plant. No farmer expects to reap a harvest the same day. You see, when you go to God and you pray and you do all of those things, but a harvest don't come sometime the same day that he plants his seed. Some seeds produce a crop in a manner of a few weeks. Other seeds produce a crop that takes months to mature. We will reap the harvest of the flesh as well as the spirit during our lifetime. Many of the fruits come to us here and now. We can also reap the harvest of the spirit in life beyond. What we are and do live on and bear fruit after our lips have become solemn and our hands have been skilled by death. May the rest of him that fed me while it stayed. When night comes, no man can rest. You see, may the rest for me after I'm gone from this place. the legends I leave behind, the things that I have done, will speak for me out of my grave, because people will know and see and believe the things that I've done. But when I was here, will follow me to the grave and will follow me beyond the grave. And people will see the good works of God. You see, we, God rewards us. It's true. For the total impact of their lives and consequences, it is possible to sow seed that will produce fruit after our earthly life is over. Isn't that all right tonight? It is possible to sow seed that will produce fruit after our earthly life is over. That's why we got to sow to the flesh. If we sow to the flesh, we cannot sow to the flesh. We got to sow to the spirit. You see, if you sow to the flesh, when the time comes for you to leave here, you're going to be flesh. God wants us to sow to the spirit. The spirit is the spirit. The spirit will live on forever. All we got to do now is sow to the spirit and not to the flesh. Because when we sow to the flesh, don't you know the devil is laughing and smiling at us? Because when we sow it to the flesh, the devil is always busy right where we are. But when we sow to the spirit of God, everything is going to be all right. I know it's going to be all right because our harvest time is coming. What will the harvest be? What will the harvest be for us tonight? Will it be sowed to the flesh, or will it be sowed to the spirit? You need to turn from the life of no faith and the life of selfishness that leads to destruction. Selfishness leads to destruction. No faith leads to destruction. You need to come to God through faith in Jesus Christ. Begin to live as God meant for you to live. If you have already received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you would be wise to cooperate fully with God's Spirit as he seeks to work within you. A harvest day is coming, and a harvest will be determined by sowing that is being done in the present. All you got to do now is hold on for just a little while longer, and you will find that Jesus is the one that makes it possible for us to be able to do his will. Because God gave us a mind to serve him or serve the devil. But I stop by here tonight to let you know, we can't serve two masters. If you serve two masters, you did a straddle the fence. But God said in his word that if you serve two masters, you can't serve those two. You got to serve one or the other. And if you serve one, you're going to hate the other. You see, if you love God, if you love him like you say you love him, you should serve him like you should serve. Because if you don't serve God, I stopped to let you know you're serving the devil. And if you serve the devil, destructions will come. But if you serve God, eternity will be your home. Because God says he is our master. And I tell you, we have to serve him in the realm that we would have him to lead us. We as Christians tonight, and I'm almost through. We as Christians tonight, God has gave us a new life. A new life as a stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said in his word, do not, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And he goes along a little further. He said, for he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So watch out here, my sisters and my brothers. Watch out here what a field that you sow and what seed you sow in those two fields. Well, if you sow in the wrong field, if you sow in the field of just the flesh, you're going to reap the flesh. If you sow in that field of the Spirit, you're going to reap the Spirit. And as you reap, you will be able to do well. Because Jesus said, let us do good to all. And he said, especially to those who are of the household of faith. We got to stop, my sisters and my brothers, putting our Christians, fellow men down. We got to start somewhere. And somewhere is pick them up. Because when they fall down, Jesus reached down when we fell down. And Jesus picked us up. So what about us? When our brothers and our sisters fall by the wayside, we have to reach way down and pick them up, still talking about them and putting them further down. We got to do what the Lord signed our hands to do. Mm-hmm. We got to walk as well as talk. We got to do as well as sitting around. Because God is still watching over us. And everything that you do, God sees and God hears. The harvest time is here. All you got to do now, the planting is already been planted. The seed is already in the ground. Well, my sisters and brothers, so now we are waiting on the harvest. I tell you, you see, sometimes in this world, some people in this world have sold their seed on stony ground, and it sprung up. And it didn't reap no harvest. But some of us sowed on fertile ground. And it grew up to be a great harvest. I tell you now, we have to build our house on nothing less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I do not hope to hold to his praise, but to lean and depend on It's sinking fast. You see, build tonight your house on that solid rock. Because when the storm of the life comes, when the wind blows in hurricane proportion, it will blow against that house. And that house will withstand the storm. But some of us build our house on sand. No solid foundation. No rock for Jesus. And the wind came. And it blowed. And it blowed. And the house blown away in the time of the storm. I feel my help coming now. I know that if you build on that solid rock, that solid rock is Jesus. You tell me he got many names. He's a rose in Sharon. He's a lily in the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's a fairness of 5,000. He is the apple and the mingle. He's the beginning and the end. He's our all and our all. Without him, we can do anything. He is the one that called Peter one day to come out of the boat and walk on the water. But Peter got afraid, took his eyes off of Jesus. And it is in the sake, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. And everything is going to be all right. We're going to have a harvest in this world and a harvest after this world. But here we find that the storm of life begins to rage. It blows in proportion of a hurricane. You remember, my sisters and brothers, there was, the people was on a ship, and Jesus, the disciples were there, and Jesus was laid on that ship, sleep, and a storm arose. A storm arose. But yeah, it seems like they got friends. But when you get a friend, why, with Jesus already on board of your ship, if you got him on board of your ship, you don't have to be afraid, because when the storm comes, when it blows and hurts a proportion, when it blows upon us, Jesus just speaks to the storm of our lives. He said, peace, be still. And there a calmness comes. The wind stops blowing. Even the hell house that's on our track turns away from us. He turns our midnight into day. Jesus is all that we need in this time of a harvest. And if we harvest, and I'm about through now, if we plant the right seed and put it in the ground, it's going to break up into everlasting life. As I said before, if we plant corn, we expect to receive a harvest of corn. If we plant beans, we expect to receive a harvest of beans. If we plant wheat, we will expect to harvest of wheat. And if we plant barley, we're going to expect to reap barley. But if you plant on any other thing of the flesh, it's not going to reap what was planted. It's going to reap what was planted. It's going to reap the flesh, but it's not going to reap a harvest of the Spirit. The Spirit reaps the harvest of what? Everything that we plant, we can rest assured we're going to reap what we plant. That's why God said in his word. He said this, I'm going to leave it with you. That every man is going to reap what he sows. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap a harvest, whatever it is. And I stop by to tell you, don't sow on dirty ground. Sow your seeds on that fertile ground where Jesus is. The Spirit of Jesus is. It is harvest time. And we have to be getting ready to harvest our food in Jesus' name. Tonight I'm going to leave my phone number once again. My phone number is 804-313-587. And I hope that somebody, the word of God fell on someone's ears so that someone has received something out of it. We need this peace that Jesus gives, because this peace passes all understanding. This peace brings new life to us. Once we have that peace, it will give us what we need to make it in this world and make it into the world to come. Tonight, I open the doors of the church as usual. There might be one that don't know Jesus as the pardon for their sins. I ask you tonight to come just as you are. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus just as you are. And Jesus will fix it for you. If you don't know him, first of all, you got to confess to him your sins. Confess to him and believe in him. Believe that he has been risen from the grave, and believe that he is alive and live and well. You got to believe to be able to be saved. How can we believe if we don't believe on him and we need to be saved? I come tonight to just call you to come to Jesus. I don't want to see no one lost. I want to see everyone saved. So stand strong now to him, and he will no wise cast you aside. Most holy God, my heavenly Father, I'm calling on you tonight because there's no other name that I can call on that saves. Lord, somebody needs you right now. Somebody's hungry. Somebody's sick in the body and somebody's sick in the spirit. Lord, right now, I just ask you, if you look down on those people, I ask you, Lord, if you just send down some light of rain, let it fall on them so they'll be able to be released from whatever going on in their body. Somebody, Lord, is in trouble tonight. Don't know what the outcome will be. But I ask you tonight, Lord, that you would just stand strong with them and let them see the goodness of you in the land of the living. Lord, somebody is going and doing things that's not pleasing in your sight tonight. But I ask you right now that you would fix their heart. Because you said, Lord, that you're the heart fixer and a mind regulator. Lord, you said you can fix anything that's broken. And Lord, if it's broken tonight, I ask you right now, Lord, that you would fix them. And Lord, and as I begin to leave from this secret den, I ask you tonight, Lord, to continue on building me up. Continue on strengthening me. Continue on speaking to me. Continue on molding me. Continue on keeping me on the potter's field. And continue on shaping me. Continue on making me who you would have me to be. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Bless Lord Jesus, Apostle Mercer, her family. Bless the family that's under the sound of my voice tonight. Still, because some of those families stand in need of a blessing. Lord, I'm not going to leave nobody out. Somebody lost a loved one, and they need a comforter. Lord, I ask you that you be their comfort. I ask you that you stick closer to them than a brother. Lord, with their fathers and their mothers forsaken them. Lord, you say you will pick them up. Lord, right now, I'll stretch my hands to thee. No, I'm a help, I know. If thou would withdraw thyself from me, tell me, Lord, where could I go? Could I run off to the highest mountain and not be found? Can I go down into the deepest valley and not be seen? Can I run to the four corners of the earth and get away? Lord, I give myself to you tonight.
Jesus.
All that I have, it belongs to you. Not 99%, 100%, Lord. Found me, Lord. Answer, you would see fit. Give me, Lord, the strength to keep on keeping on. And Lord, when the time comes, when the time comes, in the days get shorter and shorter. When the day begins, do it in. I ask you that you would grant me a home. Way over yonder where Job declared that the wicked shall cease from troubles and the rarest shall be at rest. Lord, as I go to my seat, I pray that you would allow to reap a harvest of the Spirit. And Jesus, we thank you tonight for your guidance. We thank you for your lordship, because you are good, better than good to us. And we say thank you, Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide within us. Henceforth, and forevermore, in the name of Jesus, and for your sake, I cry, amen. I want Jesus walk with me. I want Jesus walk with me. While I'm on my red grand journey, I want Jesus walk with me. You walk with my mother. Come on, walk with me. You walk with my mother. Come on, walk with me while I'm on my grand journey. I want Jesus walk with me. Thank you, Jesus.
I just ask everyone to keep us in prayer. You know, the very prayer of the righteous availeth much. So just keep us in your prayer, and I thank you for it.
Yes, yes, yes. Jesus.
Understand.